It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me that.
Yeah, well, then why aren't you out delivering presents?
Technically, I am.
Well, you're not, because you stood right there.
Oh, Shona, grow up, love.
Yeah, do the math, baby.
Not just one Santa delivery team. How could there be? There are 526,403,012 children all expecting presents before tomorrow morning. So, that's 22 million children per hour. It's impossible, obviously. I've got a second sledge.
Now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Joyeux Noël, Fröhliche Weihnachten, Feliz Navidad, Nolig Kriel, and Happy Christmas to you and yours from us here at Kilt in a Twist. We've got some great stocking stuffers this program and a very special gift. We're going to start off with the Celtic Social Club and Christmas.
It started with Stille Nacht, Silent Night, Christmas, 1914. Men from both sides ventured into no man's land to shake hands with their enemy. Cigarettes and souvenirs, and even a game of football.
Candles lit up Tannenbaum, Stille Nacht brought in the dawn. The khaki army was reborn on that frozen morning, 14, when boys walked out into no man's land, exchanging smokes and offering their hands. Songs were sang on the blasted land on that charmed day in 14. And many's the tale's been woven and spun, how they played football and left their guns without a thought or a care. Who lost or won, they would fight no more at Christmas. Eternity of the common man who all believed in Christmas. And many is it has been worn and spun, how they played before, let their guns without a thought or a tear. Who lost or won, they would fight no more.
More!
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. 'Twas the night before Christmas and 40 below when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron and fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ring out from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron and Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells,
just as made up as you can possibly get. The Clumsy Lovers and Snoopy's Christmas. Now, later this hour, Cal Coat will be chatting with Natalie McMaster on A Celtic Family Christmas. Yes, Canada's First Lady of the Fiddle. Now, let's go to Galicia with Mithril and a Galician Carol.
Thank you. and all the children sing. We're all home for Christmas. There's no better place to be than with the ones I love and the ones who so love me. It seems like such a long time since I first sailed away. I know that I will miss you, but I missed you more each day. I'll face the storms and perils that every life must know.
Columbia's beautiful Okanagan Valley. That's the Malarkeys, and we're all home for Christmas.
Check 1, 2. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Surely you must be listening to another Celtic sound check. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding?
The Celtic Connection newspaper, a big shout out to this important publication that's been serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly and been a part of this program for lo these many years. And also a big shout out to you. Celt in a Twist can be heard on terrestrial radio at our home base, AM 1470 CJVB Radio in Vancouver, and on Radio Cobleskill in Cobleskill, New York State, Neopet Community Radio in Canton, Ohio, CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo and Main Island, BC, CJUC The Juice on the shores of the mighty Yukon River, CILU Radio Thunder Bay, Ontario, CKXU Lethbridge, Alberta, Radio Laurier, WYAPLP in West Virginia, CJMP Community Radio in Powell River, Trapper Radio in Windsor, Ontario, Dolphin Radio from Delgado Community College in New Orleans, Geneva Community Radio in the Finger Lakes, New York, and our newest listeners in Angelica Community Radio in Angelica, New York. Also, WLSL St. Leo U in Dade City, Florida, and CIXXFM Fanshawe College, London, Ontario. You folks rock our world. Thanks so much. This is Celt in a Twist for Christmas. I'm Patricia Fraser.
There was always more stuffing in your mother at Christmas than there was in the turkey.
night. Through the snow and ice, he's bringing something nice to all the girls and boys alike. Santa needs a treat, I'll leave him something sweet, cookies and milk delight. Santa, 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 oh Santa, I'll see you tonight. It's Christmas everywhere, Santa Claus is on his way. On a night so clear, I can almost hear the reindeer pulling a sleigh. Bells are ringing, carolers are singing, everything is covered in white. Tucked into bed, cause the jolly man in red is coming down the chimney tonight. Santa, 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 oh Santa, I'll see you tonight. Tonight. Well, it seems so very long since I wrote you that Christmas song. It was only yesterday when that plane took you away from me again. So I'm wishing, cause it's all I can do, and I'm hoping and praying that wishes would only come true. If our paths cross again, though it be now and then, oh please let it be at Christmas time. Please let it be at Christmas time. Though it only comes once a year, it's the one time you need your love near. How Christmas was meant to be. So I'm thinking only of you, and I'm thinking that maybe this time wishing's all I need do. If I see you again, though it be now and then, oh please let it be at Christmas time. Please let it be at Christmas time. Though it only comes once a year, it's the one time.
was meant to be. It's how Christmas was meant to be.
Oh, that's sweet, but I think Christmas is meant to be anything you make of it. I hope you have a good one. Garrett Wall and the Track Dogs, What Christmas Was Meant to Be. Before that, the Wild Colonial Boys and Santa, See You Tonight. They're both from a compilation album called Together for Christmas, a Contemporary Celtic Christmas Collection. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Now here's A Christmas Song by Jethro Tull.
Will you?
Na nala, ernus na ki.
from the Aran Islands at the west of Ireland. That's Lasarina ni Chanála and White Christmas from that fine old Celtic composer, Irving Berlin. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. We're going to take a quick eggnog break and right back with Natalie McMaster. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Christmas traditions grow tall and strong like Christmas trees. Canada's first family of the fiddle, Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy, invite you to share in a few of their favorites through their gift of music. The album is A Celtic Family Christmas, and Natalie is on the line for the holidays. How are you, Natalie?
I'm just great.
So where does the family call home these days? Are you still in Cape Breton? No.
No, I haven't been in Cape Breton in 15 years, and settled in a little town called Duro, a little farming town in about 2 hours east of Toronto.
So, and still four kids?
Oh gosh, we've got our seventh on the way.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Wow, okay, so there's Mary Frances, she's the oldest, right?
Yep.
And then Michael and Claire, Julia.
Alec, Sadie, and new baby.
Wow, congratulations to you two.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful blessing. Hey, people probably think that it's natural for Christmas time that you folks gather around the tree and rosin up your bows and play music, but what other kinds of holiday traditions do you share?
We're on tour right now, as I am probably about 70 or 80% of the time in December.
Yeah.
We're gone, so we usually do things a little later. We're getting home for a couple of days, the 20th and 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Already the kids have started deciding what they're going to bake. Usually we all spend a few hours just putting some goodies in the freezer.
All right.
Decorating the house. You know, we always get a tree ourselves. Janelle takes the kids out to the woods and gets a tree. And that's always, they love that. They just love that. And mind you, it's never a very good tree. But it's the experience of getting it.
Yeah.
Every year I think, oh, I'd just like to buy one.
Yeah.
Because they're nicely shaped.
That sounds idyllic. You know, I remember my dad, he absolutely insisted on going out and farming his own tree and bringing it home, and then he'd have to use a little bit of fishing line like on the top to keep it from flopping over like a Charlie Brown tree.
Gosh, I hear you. I hear you. We've done a few maneuvers like that too. We always go to Mass, where, you know, to celebrate the birth of the Lord.
Of course.
And, you know, St. Nicholas arrives sometime in the wee hours.
Yeah.
The kids are hilarious. They get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So excited. We're like, you guys, you're not allowed up till 5.
Yeah.
You're not allowed up till 5. So they go back to bed half hour later. Is it 5 o'clock yet? You know, just the whole night they're waking up, running to the bed, six of them individually, you know, just saying, is it time? Is it time yet? So it's always a sleepless night.
Yeah, but a magical time for the kids. So.
A magical time, it really is. My gosh, I think of the work and efforts and energy that my parents put into Christmas for us. You don't realize it when you're a kid. You just take, and it's a joy. And then when you're older, you know, you realize that you have to pass that on. So then it requires the giving part, you know, where you work to make the home nice and clean, and you make good meals, and the decorating and the preparation for gifts and all those things, they take so much energy.
Well, Natalie, I was going to ask you that. I mean, is there anything distinct to Cape Breton that you do at this time of year which has been passed down to you from your families?
Not really, other than by way of food.
Yeah.
You know, when I say not really, I assume that all the things I just listed, which were passed down to me, are common for everyone.
Yeah, I think
not
probably.
Not specific to Cape Breton.
Yeah.
But just food. There's a few, couple little Cape Breton things. My mom makes tweed squares, and that seems to be a Cape Breton thing.
Okay.
She also makes oat cakes. That seems to be particular to Cape Breton. But other than that, I can't think of anything that's...
Hey, A Celtic Family Christmas gives us your special arrangements of Christmas classics. As you were working out the arrangements, were there any signs that maybe some of these standards were originally rooted in folk tunes?
Never crossed my mind. You know, it's funny. I'm not much of a historian when it comes to music in general, and in particular my own music. I mean, I know that it's Scottish, and it came over when the settlers came over in the mid-1700s, and that's about all I know.
Yeah.
I'm always just more interested in melodies. I never ask, where do they come from? What are they rooted in? I just either like them or I don't. Maybe a lack of my interest in that whole math music thing. I never got the math part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear you. Merry Christmas to you and yours. We're spending a few moments with Natalie McMaster, joining in a Celtic family Christmas. Get in the know. Subscribe to their newsletter at the homepage, which is natalieanddonald.com. It looks, you mentioned this actually, that you folks are on tour right now. You have a final show in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. That's really something we're, I'm particularly really excited about. Yeah.
And you mentioned that, logistically, well, especially at this time, if you're spending the whole month pretty much on tour, it must be kind of difficult on your family life, is it?
No, it is awesome.
Really?
It is awesome. All our kids are with us. I just go to bed every night so thankful that we are able to pick up as a family in one big unit.
Yeah.
And travel together, and I realize more and more as people who have gone before me tell me how great it is just having all your kids under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
Just we're all together, and we're playing music together, and we're working together. We're you know, we do school out here on the road. We
sure.
keep our practicing up out here on the road. We do shows. We share in the hardship of that, and we also share in the joy of that, which is, you know, going to the pool every day at the hotel and seeing the odd museum or some special fancy hotel or whatever it might be that turns the kids on, you know?
Well, you know, it's those family road trip moments that always remind me of my childhood, you know? So I think that's a real cool thing that you can do it under the guise of a working tour.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's great. I mean, when we, just before we left on tour, I mean, you have to have enough home time
yeah.
for you to appreciate the road life.
Yeah.
If we're gone all the time, it's awful. And that has happened to me before, too, where you're just gone too much. But we were home for the better part of 3 months
yeah.
before this tour. And Danelle and I worked like crazy at home too. And just before we were, Danelle's a farmer as well. So just before we were leaving the tour, we were saying to each other, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get out on the road, do shows so we can get a break. Because
yeah.
when we're home, it's meals, it's driving kids here and there, and it's schedules, you know, it's farm work, all those other things. And that's all gone out the window when you get on that tour bus.
You know, you just remind me that I've been putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable the whole time. It's Donnell, right? It's not Donald. I'm so sorry.
Donald is a common name in Celtic culture, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
yeah, Donnell's name comes from his mother. His
yeah.
mother is a Cape Bretoner, and her last name was Mac Donnell.
Oh, of course,
Julie
right.
Mac Donnell.
Yeah.
So they named Donnell, you know, after her last name.
Sure.
Well, the very best wishes to mother and child, and to the rest of the family, of course. And you've been very generous with your time. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You can't go wrong with a Christmas medley. So let's hear this group from a Celtic family Christmas on the way out. Is there anything you can tell us about this arrangement?
Well, we had quite a time putting this particular arrangement together because it's really five pieces in one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's five little Christmas songs that are tucked together into one medley, as it says. And it was a bit of wrestling and juggling, and it was very exciting putting together when you'd find, you know, two tunes that were totally unrelated, how you could make them blend together nicely in a medley, you know, especially when you're going from different tempo changes. So I'm really pleased with how it turned out. We actually are playing it every night for the last 2 weeks as we're on tour in America here.
Be sure to save some rum for a tangerine, Doctor.
Nobody likes tangerines.
Just the
just once a year. We're going to stuff more great Celtic. That was Rhiannon Giddens and Katrina O'Leary with Christmas Day Has Come. More Celtic is to come for you. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
This Christmas time I feel a start, a call of peace in my heart. It's inside us all, a savior, and over us the angels of mercy spread light upon the world, singing gently falls. Are you hearing this call? For peace on earth, it started a whisper and building to a roar as it sweeps across the land singing.
From Sultans of String, that's Christmas Caravan is the album. That was Flights of Angels with guest Rebecca Campbell. And here's more angels, An Angel Without Wings from the Mahones. Oh,
bastard that I've ever seen. I love you forever, sweet, wait and see. I'll wait to you next in the morn.
Yes, you are my man and I've loved you for years. Your flash Irish bastard all covered in beer. My drunken angel so funny and queer. Now I'm gonna love you forever.
Oh, so how could it be? What did I do to find myself a woman like you? You're my darling, you're lady, the girl of my dreams. You know what you are, you're an angel. We're seven seas. You are an angel of the finest degree, and I'll take care of you forever.
So get up, my baby, get out of bed. I was fighting me off from my sweet little redhead. There's work to be done, and there's mouths to be fed. Then hurry back home, my darling.
Oh, so where did I arrive? What did I do? A woman like you, you're my darling, your lady, the girl of my dreams. You know what you are, you're an angel without wings. Angel, angel without wings. Yeah. Six-pack of beer. I go drinking with PR till morn.
You daft Irish bastard, what did you say? You promised you wouldn't drink on Christmas Day. Get your shite together, I'll get a thick ear. Go beef all the Christmas with Rory.
Ah, so Merry Christmas. What did I do to find myself a woman like you? You're my darling, you're a woman like you. You're my darling, you're a lady, the girl of my dreams. You know what you are, you're an angel.
Thanks so much for joining us on our special Christmas Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications, and our producer is Cal Code. We are going out on the Vince Guaraldi Trio, and Linus and Lucy, and don't tell me your head isn't bobbing. To all a good night from Patricia Fraser. Thank you.
Copyright Communications.